Issues Etc. relies on a small group of faithful supporters called the Issues Etc. Reformation Club. These people have pledged to become monthly or annual contributors to Issues Etc., and this allows us to budget our expenses more efficiently. Now, there are four levels of giving. The Confessor, $25 monthly, or an annual gift of $250. The Apologist, $50 monthly, or an annual gift of $500. The Reformer, $100 monthly, or an annual gift of $1,000. And the Patron, $200 monthly, or an annual gift of $2,000. Each Reformation Club member receives premiums like books, transcripts, and the I Have Issues t-shirt. You can join the Issues Etc. Reformation Club by contacting Craig. His email address, craig@issuesetc.org. Or you can call 618-223-8385, 618-223-8385, the Issues Etc. Reformation Club. It's time to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, our simple Friday game we like to play with our listeners at the end of every Friday's broadcast. We gather together four sound bites from this week's Issues Etc. audio. We play them for you, and then you call, you email, you Twitter, and you vote for sound bite of the week. Now, you can pick the sound bite you want to be sound bite of the week for whatever reason. Agree, disagree, find it humorous, find it insightful, want to hear it again. Your reasons are your own, but we want to hear them. So when you call or email or Twitter us, tell us who you are, where you're listening, and why you're voting for the sound bite you are for sound bite of the week. Our call-in number, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Our in-studio email address, talkback@issuesetc.org, talkback@issuesetc.org, or you can Twitter your vote to us at @issuesetc. Best vote this Friday gets the LPR bundle package. That's an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, an Issues Etc. pin and bumper sticker. That's to the best vote this Friday afternoon. 1-877-623-MYIE. Talk back at issuesetc.org or Twitter us at issuesetc. So here are our four sound bites. Soundbite number one comes from Dr. Alvin Schmidt. He's talking about Muhammad's legacy.
His true legacy is that he was a violent man. In fact, he was, if you will say, the first Muslim terrorist. In fact, in my book, I document how he himself took the sword and killed individuals and praised others who did it, killed other individuals for him. And so that's the legacy of him, but that's the legacy that's not heard, that's swept under the rug, and political correctness will not permit it to surface. And that's the unfortunate thing, and that's why they call it religion of peace, which is actually a colossal lie. If it's a peace, if everybody capitulates to them, then it's peaceful, if no one resists to them, but not in that it's a religion that will bring about peace by means of persuasion and without the sword.
That's soundbite number one. Should it be soundbite of the week? I want to hear from you. Give us a call, 1-877-623-MYIE. You can Twitter your votes at @issuesetc or email us talkback@issuesetc.org. Here's soundbite number two, Dr. Frank Beckwith. Answering the question, does the religious left mix religion and politics?
My fellow Christians who on the left advance positions are never criticized for mixing religion and politics, and it's simply because those political positions are agreed upon by many of the people in the elite media who aren't going to say anything to criticize a potential ally. Liberal Christians, just like conservative ones, believe that their theology leads them into this particular point of view. My view is that neither position or neither group should be marginalized simply because they're informed by their theology. But in the public square today, it seems as though conservative Christians have to give this elaborate, detailed account of what they're doing. And in fact, in some legal cases, laws have been actually discarded by courts because of the quote-unquote religious motives of those that supported it. So I think we have a lot of work to do.
All right, that's soundbite number two. Should it be the soundbite of the week? Email your votes to us, talkback@issuesetc.org, Twitter us at @issuesetc, or give us a call, 1-877-623-MYIE. Callers get to vote first, by the way. Here's soundbite number three. It's a caller and a response. The caller is Steve. Ken Samples was the guest. They're talking about the need for creeds.
If anybody's ever tried to read the early church fathers' writings, you end up with a headache. I mean, the thought process some of these people are going through is just incredible. And I'm thinking, how arrogant of us to think that we're that much smarter, when in fact, I think we're actually intellectually, we may be technology smart, but we're not thought process as smart as they. And I think you find this in the church today, where for many churches, you basically have reduced your statement of what you believe to the 3x5 card.
Ken, your thoughts?
I was thinking of what C.S. Lewis said, that often in the modern world, the modern church suffers from what he called, and he coined this phrase, chronological snobbery. We kind of think because we live in the modern world with lots of advancements in science and technology that we're somehow smarter or better. Well, we certainly live at a time where there is incredible technological advantages that we can take advantage of. But I would say that maybe the brightest and greatest theological minds have already lived and died. And so historical theology, creeds, confessions, those are great value, I think, for all of us to learn from today.
That's soundbite number 3. If you think it ought to be soundbite of the week, just give us a call and vote. 1-877-623-MYIE. Talk back at issuesetc.org or Twitter us at issuesetc. Now get ready to vote. Call, email, Twitter, because here comes soundbite number 4. Pastor Todd Peppercorn, we're doing a series with him on the penitential Psalms, and he had a great thought on hiding in God.
This is what we need. The beauty of God's forgiveness is that it is so concrete. Jesus died on the cross for the sins of all. He delivers that great work in beautiful, wonderful ways, in holy baptism, in the Lord's Supper, in preaching, in his word, in confession and absolution, either publicly, privately, any time your sins are forgiven. This is God at work. And he takes this messiness, this mess-upness, as we said before, and he takes it into himself so that it's no longer my sin. He says, these are my sins. I'm dying with them. You can't have them anymore. These are now mine. That's what it means to hide in God. And what a rush of relief that is to know that I don't have to try and figure this out or fix it or manage it. I receive what God in his mercy gives to me. What a gift.
That's soundbite number 4. Now it's time for your votes for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, live this Friday afternoon, the 5th of March. Phone callers get top priority when they vote. 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MYIE. Email your votes to us right here in the studio. We get them in real time. Talkback at issuesetc.org. Talkback at issuesetc.org or Twitter us at issuesetc. Your votes for Soundbite of the Week right after this. Tuesday, Wednesday, break my heart. Thursday doesn't even start. It's Friday, I'm in love. Are you looking for a Christ-centered, cross-focused church? Check out the Find a Church page at our website, issuesetc.org. Are you tired of worship that's more about self-help than the Savior, the Christian rather than the Christ, and Christ in you instead of Christ for you? It's not about you, it's about Jesus for you. Find a church near you, issuesetc.org, and click Find a Church.
Did you know that you can listen to Issues Etc. 24/7? Check out our website, issuesetc.org, and go to the Listen On Demand page. Listen at the gym, in your kitchen, in your garden, on your iPod, your computer, or in your car. The technology may be new, but the truth never changes. Issues Etc. On Demand audio available for your convenience at issuesetc.org. 10 hours of new programming each week. issuesetc.org and click Listen On Demand.
We're churchmen, not company men. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Dr. Lawrence White of Our Savior Lutheran Church in Houston, Texas, on why they support Issues Etc.
Our Savior in Houston has deliberately included Issues Etc. as a significant part of our outreach ministry, and we regard every dollar that we've committed to this ministry is a dollar well spent in the extension of the kingdom of God, the proclamation of the Lord Jesus Christ, the demonstration that our Lord Jesus is not irrelevant to what's going on in the culture, that our historic biblical Lutheran theology is more urgently needed at this moment than at any other moment in history, and Issues Etc. is in the forefront of that movement.
To find out how your congregation can support this worldwide outreach, visit the support page of our website, issuesetc.org, and look for the Issues Etc. 300.
They call it religion of peace, which is actually a colossal lie. If everybody capitulates to them, then it's peaceful. If no one resists to them.
Liberal Christians, just like conservative ones, believe that their theology leads them into this particular point of view.
I would say that maybe the brightest and greatest theological minds have already lived and died.
He takes this messiness, this mess-upness, and he takes it into himself so that it's no longer my sin. He says, these are my sins. I'm dying with them. You can't have them anymore. These are now mine.
We're playing Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. For the last 10 minutes of the program, your votes for Soundbite of the Week. Email us, talkback@issuesetc.org, Twitter us @issuesetc, or give us a call and vote, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Should it be Soundbite number 1, Dr. Alvin Schmidt on Mohammed's real legacy? Soundbite number 2, Dr. Frank Beckwith, does the religious left mix religion and politics? Soundbite number 3, caller Steve and Ken Samples on the need for creeds. Or soundbite number 4, Pastor Todd Peppercorn on what it really means to hide in God. 1-877-623-MYIE, talkback@issuesetc.org, or Twitter your votes to us @issuesetc. I want to hear from you. Michael, via email, says, I vote for soundbite number 3 on creeds. I work in a technological industry and witness firsthand how the technology is actually making us more and more stupid, not smarter. For example, growing up in the green screen days of computing in Unix, I had to learn commands and type them in. As a result, I knew better what was going on and why. The newer computer sci grads who grew up with graphics editors don't have this direct experience and knowledge. Surely a guy who had 12 hours a day to study God's word as in the past is going to have a better grasp of its message than us today who are doing good if we give the word an hour or less a day. Thank you very much, Michael. Thanks for your vote. Jonathan in Crescent, Iowa says, I'm voting for my friend Todd Peppercorn because he's my friend and fellow blogger on Do Pastors Dream of Electric Sheep, Theology, Technology, Pastoral Care with a Lutheran Twist. A little plug there for their blog as well. Thanks for your vote in Iowa, Jonathan. Here's Ann in St. Louis. Hi, Ann.
Oh, hi. All your guests are just so brilliant. First, I was going to say number 3 because I really liked what he said. Perhaps the greatest minds have already lived and died, and that's kind of that stirs the mind a little bit. But then the comfort came with number 4 where he said, these are no longer your sins. These are my sins. You can't have them anymore. I really like that. And that's the comfort that we want to hear.
Ann, thank you very much. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-MYIE. We're playing Soundbite of the Week on this Friday afternoon, March the 5th. Talk back at issuesetc.org or Twitter us @issuesetc. Frank in Illinois says, Soundbite of the Week would have to be number 4, Pastor Todd Peppercorn, hiding in God. I sin daily and need to hear this all of the time. It is hope and assurance of the forgiveness, and my filthy righteous works won't save me. I can hide in God, receive forgiveness he has provided through confession, absolution, and the sacraments. Any of us former Catholics, Wesleyan/Evangelicals, Pentecostals, or Seekers have got nothing but law and gospel, and mostly law to the point of despair. Thanks to Christ for taking this millstone off my neck I was trying to carry myself. Thank you very much for that vote, Frank in Illinois. Stephen in London, England, votes for soundbite number 4. He says, Alvin Schmidt tells me why I'm not a Muslim. Frank Beckwith tells me why I'm skeptical when people claim this is God's politics. Steve and Ken Samples tell me which books I should read and warn me to buy some a pharmaceutical. I'm not sure. And then there's Todd Peppercorn, who tells me why I'm going to heaven, why I am a Christian, and all that my Savior did for me. No contest, says Stephen in England. Josh in St. Louis says, I vote for soundbite number 3, Ken Samples and the Need for Creed, because it reminds me of a quote from G.K. Chesterton's book, Orthodoxy, about how the church is the ultimate democracy. That is, to quote, tradition means giving votes to the most obscure of all classes, our ancestors. It is the democracy of the dead. Tradition refuses to submit to the small and arrogant oligarchies of those who merely happen to be walking about. Great quote, by the way. That quote is also referenced on the back cover of Pastor Matt Harrison's book, At Home in the House of My Fathers, another great book. And by the way, the Army of Martyrs and all the Christians who have gone before us also vote for this soundbite, says Josh. I suppose he claims to speak for them. Thank you, Josh. Thanks for listening in St. Louis. Brett in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania says, my vote is for number 4 because it is comfort for all. Some people hide from God because they try to convince themselves he doesn't even exist, and so hide themselves in false assurances and confidences that they have nothing to worry about. Others hide from God, as Jonah attempted by sailing away on a ship, or as the Israelites pleaded with Moses before Mount Sinai to make the thundering of God's law stop because they know that they are in a mess of trouble. They try to enjoy whatever time they have left before they die and are judged by God, fearing that that day, as a wanted criminal on the run fears the police and the judicial system of the state. By preaching the gospel properly, sinners are comforted with the assurance that what they once saw as the law coming to arrest them has now been satisfied by Christ as their advocate, who paid the bounty and the cost for their sins and the guilt for them upon the cross. Thank you very much, Brett in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Bob in Florida says, until I was drawn into the true confession of the faith, I believed though I believed there was a God, my entire life was spent hiding from God. I knew I didn't and never would measure up. What immeasurable comfort there is to be able to be hidden in Christ and to rely on him to fix our mess-uppedness. That's a great term, by the way. Bob, thank you very much for listening in Florida. Still plenty of time for your votes and a chance to win the LPR bundle package for the best vote. 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org or Twitter us at issuesetc. Here's a vote for soundbite number 1 from Jake in Fort Wayne, Indiana. He says, they're all really good this week, but my vote is for soundbite number 1. Dr. Schmidt says it well when he calls all politically correct cultures' assessment of Islam as a religion of peace a colossal lie. Jake, thanks for listening in Fort Wayne. Josh emails us. He votes for Pastor Todd Peppercorn's soundbite, Hiding in God. I love the way he gives the gospel. That's a great reason to vote, too. Now, here's a vote sent via the Issues Etc. comment line.
This is Paul in Milwaukee submitting a vote for the soundbite of the week. Dr. Schmidt's calling of Mohammed as the first Islamic terrorist is new to me and insightful. Soundbites 2 and 3 stated old ground well. The point being the best Issues Etc. soundbite, I find Pastor Peppercorn's gospel-rich remark most central to Issues Etc.'s main purpose, proclamation of the word. Thanks for listening.
And thank you very much for your vote, Paul. We appreciate you leaving it on the comment line as well. Still time for a few more votes here. Vote for soundbite number 3 from Janet in Livonia, Michigan. I vote for 3, Needs for Creeds. I've always thought it pretty arrogant of people from about 1800 until now to think that they have finally figured out the Bible and are now enlightening the rest of us, rescuing us from the ideas of these poor primitive theologians of the past. Chronological snobbery is such a perfect term. This vote for soundbite number 4 from Marin in Tully, North Dakota. I was first going to vote out of sympathy for Pastor Peppercorn because, well, he really wants soundbite of the week, but after listening several times to this soundbite, the choice is obvious. The gospel always comes out on top. No sympathy vote there. He earned it fair and square. Don in Junction City, Kansas, votes for soundbite number 3. The creeds are statements of belief drawn from Scripture. As long as the church is in this world, it is militant. We need to attack false doctrine till it becomes the church triumphant. Our winner this week is actually soundbite number 4, Pastor Todd Peppercorn, on hiding in God.
This is what we need. The beauty of God's forgiveness is that it is so concrete. Jesus died on the cross for the sins of all. He delivers that great work in beautiful, wonderful ways, in holy baptism, in the Lord's Supper, in preaching, in his word, in confession and absolution, either publicly, privately, any time your sins are forgiven. This is God at work. And he takes this messiness, this mess-upness, as we said before, and he takes it into himself so that it's no longer my sin. He says, these are my sins. I'm dying with them. You can't have them anymore. These are now mine. That's what it means to hide in God. And what a rush of relief that is to know that I don't have to try and figure this out or fix it or manage it. I receive what God in his mercy gives to me. What a gift.
And that's our soundbite of the week. Thanks to everybody who voted. And the LPR bundle package is going to go to, if I can find him here. I'm having a hard time finding. I will announce that in just a second. But the winner of the soundbite of the week is number 4. And we're going to give away the LPR bundle package to, let's see, Josh in St. Louis. I think he needs to get it this week. No, yes, Josh in St. Louis gets the LPR bundle package. Thanks to everybody who voted and everybody who played soundbite of the week this week. Our Issues Etc. book of the month for March is a great book from a great regular Issues Etc. guest, Dr. Gene Edward Veith. It's called Spirituality of the Cross. You heard me mention it earlier in the show when asked what book I would recommend to understand Reformation theology. Find out more about it at our website, issuesetc.org, or call Concordia Publishing House, 1-800-325-3040, The Spirituality of the Cross. Talk to you Monday. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.